Britannia rules the waves. Andrew Neil. Britain's merchant navy seldom grabs the headlines these days. It is almost a forgotten industry. Yet shipping is the essential lifeline for the nation's economy. 99% of our trade in and out of the country goes by ship, and half of it in British ships. Shipping is also a significant British success story. It earns over £1,000 million a year in foreign exchange earnings. Without our merchant fleet, the balance of payments would be permanently in deficit, despite North Sea oil. But today, this vital British industry is more in peril than ever before. On almost all the major sea routes of the world, the British fleet risks being elbowed out by stiff foreign competition. The threat comes from two main directions, from the Russians and the Eastern Bloc countries, who are now in the middle of a massive expansion of their merchant navies and carving their way into the international shipping trade by severely undercutting Western shipping companies, and from the merchant fleets of the developing nations, who are bent on taking over the lion's share of the trade between Europe and Africa, Asia and the Far East, routes in which Britain has a big stake. Today, the British fleet no longer dominates the high seas. Our share of the world's merchant fleet has fallen from 40% to around 8%. But in terms of tonnage, the British merchant navy has continued to expand. It can now carry over two-thirds more than it could in 1914. And almost alone amongst our traditional industries, shipping has remained a major success story.